We're back now with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. I'm going to continue to highlight the recorded work of vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, and along with Oscar Peterson on piano on all these tracks. This is a cut from a Clef LP, cut in September 54 in New York City, in 1954, and this is a composition written by Lionel, and we get a chance to hear his ballad artistry on this one. This was a huge hit for Lionel, and of course, because it was such a great seller for Lionel, he played it all down through the years. So let's listen to his ballad artistry on his own composition, Midnight Sun. The ballad artistry of Lionel Hampton on Vibes, gorgeous rendition of his own composition, Midnight Sun, which was a monster hit for Lionel down through the years, and ably assisted there by Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, and of course on all these tracks, the pianist doing the background work and also featured solo work was Oscar Peterson. So what are we going to hear next, Al?
Next we'll hear from Art Farmer and Benny Golson from an Argo LP entitled Big City Sounds. And it features Art on trumpet and Benny on tenor sax, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. It's a tune Benny Golson wrote, and he titled it Blues on Down. Thank you. Benny Golson's tune entitled Blues on Down, featuring Art Farmer on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. That was from an Argo LP released in 1960 entitled Big City Sounds.
We're going to continue with our Spotlight Artist of the Week, vibist Lionel Hampton, and this is something that he cut on the Verve label in September of 54. Of course, we have all the usual suspects. We've got Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, but they added in Herb Ellis on guitar on this particular album. And, of course, as I stated in the first hour, so along with Lionel, we had the original Oscar Peterson trio with added attraction of Buddy Rich on drums. And here they do Rodgers and Hart's composition, Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Thank you.
lovely, easy version of Our Love Is Here to Stay out of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook with the Oscar Peterson Trio backing him. Oscar, of course, on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and they brought in Buddy Rich on drums. It was cut on a Verve label in New York City in September of 54. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from Basie alum Jimmy Forrest. It's from a prestige LP entitled Out of the Forest, and it features Jimmy on tenor sax, Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. It's a Gus Amheim, Arthur Freed, Abe Lyman tune entitled I Cried for You. Thank you. 'Cause I Cried for You, with Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1961 entitled Out of the Forest.
Continue with our featured artist of the week, Lionel Hampton on vibes, backed by Oscar Peterson on piano. We're going to do Something was cut on a Verve label in September of 54 in New York City. And this is just something I'm sure Oscar and Lionel put together in the studio, a thing that they whipped up called A Date with Oscar. Thank you. was a smoker. It was put together by Oscar Peterson on piano and Lyle Hampton on vibes, and joining in on the escapade was Herb Ellis there on guitar, backed up by Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums. A little thing that I'm sure is just an up-tempo blues they put together in a studio called A Date with Oscar. So now what's going to be up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from Jimmy McGriff from an LP entitled One of Mine on the Sioux label. And this is a tune written by Billy Bird, Henry Woods, and Teddy McRae. And it features Jimmy on organ, Larry Fraser on guitar, and Willie Jenkins on drums. And it's entitled Broadway. Thank you. That was Broadway, featuring Jimmy McGriff on organ, Larry Frazier on guitar, and Willie Jenkins on drums. That's from an LP entitled One of Mine, released on the Sue label in 1963.
Now we're going to do something by Oscar Peterson on piano, Lionel Hampton on vibes, backed up by Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums, as is the case on almost all these rhythm sections on almost all these tracks we've played tonight. And this is a great old standard written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, who wrote many, many great tunes together, including many of the tunes from the old Cotton Club in New York City. And this is a fine version of that old war horse on a sunny side of the street. Thank you. Great old standard on the sunny side of the street. And there are really our co-highlight artists of the week when you get down to it, because Oscar Peterson's on every track along with vibist Lionel Hampton, backed up by Buddy Rich on drums and Ray Brown on bass. So now what's going to be up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from the Marty Paich Quartet. This is from a LP released on the Tampa Records label, and it features Marty on piano, Art Pepper on alto sax, Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Kep on drums. And it's a tune written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II, entitled All the Things You Are. All the Things You Are, featuring the Marty Paich Quartet, with Marty on piano, Art Pepper on alto sax, Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Kep on drums. That was from a Tampa Records LP released in 1956, entitled The Marty Paich Quartet.
You've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the last couple of hours. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We play what we think to be some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so I hope you'll make a habit of visiting us in the future, and we look forward to you maybe next Sunday night. We're going to close it out with Lionel Hampton on vibes and Oscar Peterson on piano doing a Victor Young, Leo Robin composition, Hallelujah.